We're now back. Okay. Yeah, because I don't want to miss that question.
Okay.
We can. I'm do the question again. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. The Bella Santini series has touched the hearts of many young readers. What was your vision when you began writing the series?
When I began writing the series, it was really only about entertaining my friend's daughter. I wasn't trying to do anything with it. And I kept writing and I kept writing. And eventually it turned out that I had about 60,000 words, not pages, but words. And I started talking to different publishers. I was advised to split it up into a couple of books, and that's how the Bella Santini Chronicles was born.
Okay, and Bella's world, it's filled with magic,
Yeah.
adventure, emotional deep, right? So how did you balance fantasy storytelling with meaningful life lessons?
It's funny because I think I imagine that millennial parents are probably the main people buying these books. And I imagine that they have the question like, how the heck can a fantasy story help my child with emotions? But once you read the books, you'll see that, for instance, there is a chapter towards the end of the first book where Bella is taken to another dimension, and the people in that dimension are actually emotions. So, as you travel in this strange world, you might bump into sadness, and then you're bogged down in that rabbit hole of sadness. So, there had to be different tools for dealing with these heavy and difficult emotions written into the book so that Bella could get to the next part of the story.
Yeah, and there's a strong message about like emotions and self-worth. Like, why was it important for you to weave the themes of emotional intelligence into the story?
So I had a background of being bullied by my father. I grew up not believing in myself, and I don't want that for any kid. I would say young girl, but I don't want it for young boys either.
Yeah, for nobody, right? So in that way, you can guide them to probably go through all these emotions, because we can say that a lot of young readers are dealing with those kind of things that we don't want to, but it's something that sometimes it happened, and this book is gonna help them. So
Absolutely. And to me, the ideal is for the parent to read the book to their young teenager, because we as adults never learned how to deal with emotions in a positive way. And so there can be growth moments for the parent as well as the child.
yeah, and sometimes the parents, they don't talk about those things. You know, there's like a
When I lived in England, the kind of the marching orders are keep calm and carry on. And I'm like, yay for emotional repression, right?
So you say the series help kids feel empowered. What kind of impact do you hope your books have on young readers and their parents at the end of the book?
I hope that young readers can see themselves in Bella and they can see that they are magical and that their magic is the love that they bring into the world. And so I just want children to feel that specialness about themselves.
Yeah, and the world you've built and reached is rich and imaginative. What inspired the magical elements of Bella Universe?
That would be hiking in the Cotswolds area of England, which is a very magical place. Just so, yeah, if you come down a pathway and you turn a corner and all of a sudden you're in a village with thatched roofs, and it definitely inspired me.
Okay. And writing this series, it's not like something small. And how did your story evolve as you wrote each book?
I think it got more deeper into emotional intelligence as each. So, you know, it's like an introduction to it in book one, but by the time you get to book three, you're really understanding some of the energies that underlie the circumstances and reactions that people have.
Okay, and every writer faced challenges. And what has been one of the biggest obstacles in your writing journey, or how did you overcome it?
Well, you know, it's like authors, we write and we think, okay, now I'm done. But the reality of current marketing, I'm sorry, hold on. I'm so sorry about that.
No, it's okay. It's okay. We're going to edit it at the end.
So the reality of an author's life now is you have to become a marketing expert in order to truly make an impact with your book. And that has been like a 5-year journey for me. I'm trying to figure out how to bring the message in a way that truly resonates with parents.
And on the flip side, what has been the most rewarding moment for you as an author?
Hearing the feedback. Actually, she's an aunt who bought the books for her nieces, just said, you know, they were having such a hard time because their father died of cancer, and your books helped them deal with that. And that was like, oh my gosh, that's the difference I want to make.
Yeah, and it was not only for, you know, young children, it was for like even the parents, probably when they are reading the book,
yes,
they're learning something, right?
None of us were ever taught how to deal with difficult emotions, and mostly our parents taught us different ways to repress, either numb it with alcohol or take a bath and forget it, or I'm going to go shopping because I feel bad and I want to feel better. And so there's all these coping mechanisms that are actually emotional repression. And it's time for us to learn that we can face even the most difficult emotion and not have it take over our life.
And looking back on your journey so far, what's one thing you wish you had known when you started writing?
I wish I had known how to better approach the target market so I could have made a bigger impact. You know, for me, it's not about selling books. It's not about becoming, I already am an international best-selling author. It's not about the money. It's about how can I help families thrive?
Yeah, and you have touched so many lives with your story. What's one message you hope every reader can take away? Like one message that you say, this is the main point of my book?
I would say the main point of my book is a process I teach called focused attention. Because we've all had times when we've really been, reactive to circumstances around us. But when we apply the process of focused attention, we don't be reactive. We can instead choose how to respond. And it's a simple three-step. You feel, so you allow yourself to feel whatever you're feeling. You name it. And then you give yourself permission to feel it. And the biology of an emotion is 90 seconds in the body. But the way it goes longer, we've all had emotions go longer, is because of our thought process, looking at the circumstances. I hate this. I don't want this to happen. Blah, blah, blah. He did that. And all of those thoughts prolong our emotion. But when we put all of our attention on the feeling, we don't have room to think about those thoughts.
And some authors write like daily, others in bursts of the inspiration. What's your writing process like? Do you follow a routine or just go with the flow?
I write something every day, but it's not necessarily creative writing because I also write for the Los Angeles Tribune and I write scripts for my television show. But when it comes to creative writing, I wait for inspiration.
Okay. And, we know Bella as more adventures. Can you give us a sneak peek and what's next for you, for her? Like anything new working on that you can share?
Yeah. So, right now the books aren't actually today available on Amazon or Barnes and Noble because they're moving to a division of Hay House. So they're in the new publication process. Anyone interested in finding out about when the books are released can fill out a quick little form on my website and you'll get notified. But the exciting thing is having all three books published through Hay House and having the fourth book probably come out by the end of the year.
Okay, nice. So there's going to be another book.
Oh, and yes, there's actually two more.
Okay, nice. And finally, where can listeners find your books, like connect with you or following you online?
Yeah, so for parents, there's a lot of resources, free, downloadable on my website. My website is angelalee.com. It's angelaleegh.com.
Okay, so they can find your books there. And I think that you have also like tools for parenting as well.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, those ones are also good resources. Thank you. Thank you so much, Angela, for being here. It has been a pleasure. Anything else that you want to say to our listeners?
I would say, remember to take a breath and give yourself grace. Because we all make mistakes. We all make choices that are bad. And instead of beating yourself up, just take that breath and say, yeah, I made a mistake and now I'm going to move on.
Yeah. Like, oh my God. Thank you so much for your words. It has been a pleasure having you on Authors Radio. Thank you for giving us a glimpse into your world and sharing your passion. And listeners, be sure to check her book. Thank you so much for tuning into Authors Radio, amplifying voices, inspiring the world. Join me next time for another inspiring conversation. In the meantime, happy listening.